Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 9. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. If you're sending in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, I want to at least let you know that you can catch Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. New music on both of those sites. The Twitter is Alfred Porter, JR1, Alfred Porter Jr., numeral 1, or Hip Hop Workshop, numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., period, JR, period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com is the website for the music. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com before the Queens Court Radio Show at 6 o'clock. Facebook, Black on Black Crime Inc. YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Also, Looking for the best in information? Check out thelogtv.com as well as www.templabor.org. How about We Are Cleveland on YouTube? Type in We Are Cleveland, the Power Groove Records YouTube channel, for the hottest Cleveland sounds, for a blast from the past and even some from the present. My thing right now is to take the time, because if I don't do it now, I won't get to it, and that's the truth. I have to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting the Elks Black History Month program last Tuesday on St. Clair. Very, very excellent program. I believe Afro Dogs were in the house, Brother Ernest Harris. Number 9, debuting as well, voiceitradio.com, the 8-year celebration of Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. special starting time. We will deal with the whole YouTube ban situation and everything else. Out-of-town guest. Number 8, debuting, coming in from Florida, the reunion of Igloo Crew Records. They've returned, doing a lot of work with a lot of different people. You'll find out who by next week, but they've been busy. Number 7, debuting, templabor.org, their live TV taping last Tuesday with a lot of guest stars there. Number 6, debuting, Big Vito. Number 5, Raising Up. Hey, rising to the top. They skipped ahead a few spaces. Sir Knock with the song Rain, the promo. Number 4, Moving Up. Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Sheriff Kilroy, the new single, My Movie 22. You wondering what it is? Just check out that song. Also, Joe Legacy's Can't Let This Cruel World Test You Solo, and the Black House Sound and Emax 3342 Music Collabo. Very, very strong music. Number 3, debuting, Micah L.A., Entertainment Showcase that was done the past week. Number 2, debuting, Sam Silk, restaurant. They featured Michelin and Company live last Saturday. Number 1, debuting, Her Voice Verses and Flow on Facebook. Her Voice Verses and Flows. It was Poet Laureate Honeybell Bay versus Mayor Annette M. Blackwell from Maple Heights Poetry last Thursday. So a lot of things were going on. Before I do anything else, I am going to make sure that I let people know what's happening next Monday. Next Monday, you can find it on Facebook, the 5th annual, on Facebook, 5th annual International Women's Day March Cleveland, March 8th, 4:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Market Square, right on the other side of West 25th, right across from the West Side Market, the open air. They say it will be a duration of 1 hour and 30 minutes. So that's 4:45 to 6:15 p.m. The outside open to the public event is in cooperation with International Women's Day events nationwide and worldwide on March 8, 2021. Please join us for the 5th annual International Women's Day March, Cleveland, beginning at 4:35 p.m. on Monday, March 8th, 2021. That'll be the lineup and everything by 4:45. At Market Square, across from the West Side Market in Cleveland, 1979 West 25th Street and Lorraine Avenue. Masks and social distancing are required per city ordinance. Keynote speakers for this rally in March are State Rep. Amelia Sykes, who is also the minority leader in the Ohio House of Representatives and leads the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, OLBC. Dayton, Ohio Mayor Nan Wally and activist Fatima Chui of Cleveland. The event contact telephone is 216-659-0743. It's for the three keynote speakers, community activists, women's advocates, elected officials, followed by Unity March for Women. Man in the Street will definitely be there to support. The issues for this event are COVID-19 disparities relative to women, blacks, and people of color, women in leadership, sisterhood, mass incarceration, and the legal system, violence against women, reproductive rights, immigration, gun control, LGBTQ rights, racism, sexism, and local, county, state, and national policies impacting women. Some of those who will be there will be Sister to Sister, the Cuyahoga County Democratic Women's Caucus, BMAD, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Peace Action, National Congress of Black Women, Brick House Wellness Center, Refuse Fascism Ohio, Imperial Women Coalition, Black Women's PAC of Greater Cleveland, and many, many more. Head organizer Kathy Ray Coleman. So that is some of what is going on when I get a chance to at least delve into the news and let people know what is happening. One thing that I should do right now, since I've gotten that phase of it out of the way, I'm very thankful to be here with everybody. And as I look at the phone lines, I see a 440 with a 915. I also see a 216-400 and a 216-804. So I'm going to go to the 440-915. They've been very, very patient, and I can appreciate that very much. And again, this is just another exciting episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street. With that being said, let's go to that 440-915. How are you doing out there?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you?
You know, I'm doing okay. I've been busy. I wanted to call in because today is March 1st. There's a lot going on, but the first thing that I wanted to mention was that Cleveland's new lead safe housing law went into effect today.
Wow.
And, you know, Clash started working on this in 2017. The city of Cleveland, you know, kind of took over and they passed their own law, which goes into effect today. But Clash is still kind of monitoring things just to make sure that, you know, that our priority is on making sure that kids are not being poisoned with lead. You know, even with an issue like lead poison, there are actually people out there who will pay politicians to fight against, ending Cleveland's child poison, lead poison epidemic.
That is deep in itself. With that being said, I'm not surprised. It takes a certain level of ruthlessness, in some business corporations' minds and even some politicians for them to hold the seats that they do. But with that being said, tell me the journey that you've been on, because you, as a person who has fought alongside of Clash, you made sure that our listeners on Man in the Street, the Hip Hop Workshop radio show, Black on Black Crime Inc. meetings, you have made sure to spread your message not just to those platforms but to other platforms and stay at the forefront. What has this journey been to you personally, and how do you see things now?
Personally, the journey has been there's a lot of effort put into different avenues to fight for people who aren't in power, you know, whether it's poor white people or whether it's minorities or whether it's women. And in some instances, let's just say some instances are more fruitful than others. And since lead poison is such a debilitating disease, you know, there's no cure for it. It causes learning disabilities. It actually leads to criminal behavior in children, strokes, heart attacks, kidney disease. So it's definitely an issue that's worth spending our time on. It's an issue where we can where we can be helpful. The main way that children are poisoned with lead is because of rental properties that have not been certified lead-free before they're rented. And when you really think about it, that makes no sense at all. You know, all Clash is asking is that before a landlord can rent out a property to a family, especially a family with kids, is they should be certified lead-free first, and they shouldn't be able to rent them before making sure that they're free of lead, especially without notifying the parents, without notifying the families. So, you know, this is one of those issues that will definitely pay dividends, and that's definitely worth fighting for. And it's also an issue that is being led by a group of people who are willing to sacrifice to help anybody. You know, Clash is made up of all different races, different genders, LGBTQ, but Clash has a quality about them. I really enjoy working with them because their members have this quality where they'll work with anyone that they think can help on an issue. You know, they're not so, you know, they're kind of concerned about their image, but they're more concerned about results. And it's really nice to work with a group like that. And lead poisoning definitely is an issue. The Milwaukee study, you remember me talking about the lead crime hypothesis. The
yes.
University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee study found that 50% of all gun violence involved someone who was poisoned with lead. Either the person that pulled the trigger was poisoned with lead, or the person that was the victim of gun violence was poisoned with lead. So that's just one example of how serious lead poisoning is, without even mentioning the learning disabilities. It's a lifelong disease, kidney problems, heart attacks. It's just really something that everyone should be willing to pitch in and help with. And in running for city council in Ward 7, I'm kind of amazed that when we I've been distributing the pamphlets fighting childhood lead poisoning with nutrition, and it's kind of amazing how many people are aware of the lead poisoning issue because they know someone who's been impacted with lead poisoning.
I feel you, and I hear you on that. Can you answer me this question, because you brought it up? Why now? Why do you feel it's time for your leadership in Ward 7? What are you bringing to the table yourself?
I think it's time for it's definitely time for new leadership because things are so bad. You know, the level of corruption is really high. We ranked the poorest, Cleveland's ranked the poorest major city in the United States of America. We have epidemics of epilepsy, lead poisoning, opioid addiction. So there's definitely a need for new leadership. The reason I'm running is because I believe it's time for a new type of leadership. And you may have heard me talk about the True Leader Movement. I believe that there are people who are naturally, who God naturally gave a gift of leadership, and that those people aren't the people that are sitting in public office. The people that are sitting in the public office are sitting there because they serve corporate entities, whereas we need the type of people that God chose to serve people. One of the main reasons that I think that I'm right for this job at this particular time, Al, is when you look at the team of people that I'm working with, both in Ward 7 and outside of Ward 7, my advisors, my team of leaders, you know, this is, you know, I can definitely say not only am I one just on my own, when you look at my educational background, master's degree in education, bachelor's degree in psychology, when you look with my history, working with the lead poisoning issue, working with voter education, criminal justice reform. You know, I'm a strong enough candidate, my work ethic, my communication skills. But when you look at my team of advisors and the people that I have around me, my approach to changing Ward 7, I don't want to change Ward 7 and improve Ward 7 by gentrifying Ward 7. I don't want to replace the people that are there with better people which is the whole philosophy of gentrification. I want to try to change Ward 7 by organizing and educating the people that are already there, because in council, you shouldn't have a plan to improve Ward 7 that involves displacing the members of Ward 7 and bringing in so-called better members, people that make money, you know, college educated, you know, a particular race of people. If you're running to be the councilman of Ward 7, your job should be to improve the lives of the people that live in Ward 7, the lives of the people that vote for you, not to improve the community by getting rid of those people and bringing in people that you consider to be better than them. We need to organize instead of gentrify Ward 7.
Man, I can say that I appreciate what you just said. I know later on in the program, given the time, I will have to take a close look at everything that has gone wrong, going on 40 years with Councilman Ken Johnson, who was finally arrested on corruption charges, and the fact that another possible candidate, I'm not even sure where Bashir Jones is, because it looks like he's been putting out ads for two different groups of people, some saying re-elect Bashir Jones for city councilman of Ward 7, and others elect Bashir Jones for mayor of the city of Cleveland. And that looks a whole lot of possible wrongness right now. My thing is, I noticed that regardless of some of the information that has come out, you've been running unafraid. You've been running as if to say it doesn't matter if the incumbent were to run again for that seat or not. You're running to win. And with that being said, talk to me about how that has played into your background, because your background, you've been very fearless with your years with Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County.
Mm-hmm.
You've even supported candidates or different positions that you felt were in the best interest of the people, regardless as to what other people or parties or anything would have said. Talk to me about what has gone into you being, quote unquote, pretty fearless in fighting for what you believed in.
Yeah, a lot of it, Al, is just believing, you know, always believing in my mission. You know, I've been attacked, and I've been attacked a lot. It's kind of interesting. I was reading an article today that talked about how important it was to just kind of keep up the pressure, to keep up the sustained effort rather than trying to compromise all the time. And the interesting thing, Al, is what I'm doing right now, it really just goes along with what I've been doing the whole time. I started out with the 10-year plan. I started out with the model, which I will explain one day. You know, people don't usually think of black males as social scientists, but if psychology is not a social science degree, I'm not sure what is. And when you think of all the pen and effort that I put into this, the only thing that disqualifies me from being a social scientist is my race and maybe a piece of paper. But one day, I will explain my 45-55 model to you that I've been following to a T. A 10-year plan, we're in year 6 of it, and running for city council is actually just the latest adjustment in this effort to kind of amplify my voice and also to be able to relate to people in a different way. You know, as the president of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, I was a professional agitator, and Al, I would have to say, based on the number of people that I irritated, I must a pretty good job as a professional agitator.
Yes, you did.
At this point, though, Al, I'm accepting the challenge, though, of really shifting positions, right? So,
right.
As a professional agitator, there's a leader, they're not doing right. You know, you try to perk. Now I'm in a situation where I'm asked to lead. So, show a whole different skill set, number one. And number two, it's necessary for me to be controversial, because the moment that I'm on the ballot as a candidate, my voice is automatically elevated. And that was always one of the challenges that we had. You know, how do you get the media's attention? How do you get people's attention? How do you bring attention to an issue? That's going to be a little bit easier. So it'll be fun for me to play a different role. To be honest with you, I kind of enjoy playing the Black Lives Matter role, but it'll also be nice to showcase some other talents. You know, I'm a bridge builder. I'm a pretty good bridge builder. People will probably be surprised to know, well, not my friends, the people who I work with in Ward 7 who've known me all my life, but probably surprised to know, in high school, I'm Valerie. So, in a way, I'm not going to a different character. I'm just going back to being myself without feeling the need to be as provocative as I have in the past. At the same time, Al, I'm speaking my mind on the justice reform and defund the police. I ran into a little bit of static, and I stood my ground. It was time that I realized that I have to figure out exactly how to deal with the transition from being a social activist to being a political candidate.
Man, I can appreciate that, and I won't give everything away because I know that this coming Wednesday, we're inviting people to come out to Black on Black Crime headquarters at 7:15 p.m. Because Brother Jeff Mixon will be speaking about defunding the police, reallocating funds, and a few other things, and that will be at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, which is located, of course, the Dialogue Center, 44110, Cleveland, Ohio, off of Ivanhoe Road. And I want to thank you because, man, yourself and your organization, 8 new members paid for, 6 out of 8 members, as per your request, strong Black women sisterhood. So the organization thanks you very much.
Look, thank you, Al. And since you mentioned that before I go, let me throw in one last thing. You know, I kind of do the spiritual thing, right? I don't dwell on it too much, but it's always in the background. I consider anti-sexism and anti-racism to fall into the spiritual realm. And not on Wednesday, but when I come to the Dialogue Center in May, I want to talk a little bit about anti-sexism.
Okay. We look forward to it. You're setting yourself up. We will be there. I plan on being there to at least soak everything in and make sure I pull out a pen and write down some points. I appreciate you very much. And again, sir, as you take your leave, your name is?
Al.
Yes. Oh, your name is, brother? You are?
Thank you, Al.
No problem. Have a blessed one.
That God
was,
bless you.
Of course, my brother, Jeff Mixon, I look forward to hearing his message this coming week. You know something? This conversation went so nice. We might as well take this out to what we'll be hearing on Wednesday with Emax the Image. Boom. That was that boom from Emacs the Image 3342 Music. That www.3342music.com. The one thing that I could say I love, I really do love, is when you go through downtown Cleveland, whew, it's good to have the Scene magazine. I don't mind reading articles online. I don't. It's easy. But I like being able to prop open like a Scene magazine or some other periodical and open it up and just flip through pages. Nothing like it in the world. And so, Councilman Ken Johnson arrested on corruption charges finally. And I remember when Scene magazine was talking about Councilman Ken Johnson time after time. Cleveland.com was talking about Ken Johnson, Councilman of Ward 4, time after time. No, I'm not a good singer like Cyndi Lauper. Nope. But the thing is, you get the drift. Anyway, I remember Black Man Army and Black on Black Crime Inc. member Dontez Taylor. He told people for the past going on 3 years about Ken Johnson, the councilman. As a matter of fact, I'm glad this makes his third time running for Ward 4, Dontez Taylor. He also talked about the Buckeye Shaker Square Development Corporation. So this is just a 9-foot step ladder for my soapbox because it's nothing major. I mean, we knew something was wrong because the feds raided the man's office beforehand to check on things or were investigating him. Not sure of what the difference is. A few months back, and, you know, like Brother Art McCoy was saying, Ken Johnson, his councilman, should have known when to hold him. Okay, anyway, that's why I'm not a singer. But anyway, Councilman Ken Johnson was arrested a few hours after this show ended last Monday. By early Tuesday morning, Councilman Ken Johnson was arrested by local FBI officers last Tuesday morning after a federal grand jury indicted him on 15 corruption-related charges. Not three, but 15. The charges stem, per the Department of Justice, from a scheme in which Johnson and his assistant, Garnell Jameson, defrauded the city by submitting false monthly expense reports for a decade. Johnson received the $1,200 monthly maximum as reimbursement for ward services that were never performed. Johnson is also alleged to have benefited from federal dollars he steered to the Buckeye Shaker Square Development Corporation, the same one Dontez Taylor has been running around crying wolf about. Anyway, Johnson, Jameson, and the former head of Buckeye Shaker Square Development Corporation, John Hopkins, were all arrested Tuesday. Johnson appeared by video conference in federal court later that day. They've known about this for years. I would say alleged, but come on, y'all. This has been forewarned. They've done the news reports on the man. This man is about as guilty as the man who they raided three times, Armand Budish, the county executive, but I'm leaving Armand out of this one. Even people were arrested and went to jail and said under Armand Budish, well, we'll take the plea deal because we were only trying to protect Armand Budish, so he's got something coming to him. I'm not going to say alleged about this guy because this guy has been doing this for years, for a freaking decade. Monthly expense. Yeah. That's what's going on. So, there you go. That is what has happened so far with him. Now, because I mentioned it earlier, mayoral candidate Bashir Jones, same thing, you know. Campaign finance report raises red flags into those people, such as the Bashir Jones recall and Stacey Long and the actual Tannis. And my thing is, I'm waiting to hear, you know, Bashir's side of the story, you know. Even though that's not in this Scene magazine, the rest of what I'm about to read that's about a 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox. If you add in the fact that he's putting out literature that says re-elect for Ward 7, and I guess that's donation-seeking literature, I'm not certain, but also you could donate to him because he's running for mayor of Cleveland. Something's interesting about that. I want to know more myself. But also in the same Scene magazine, which will be out until early Wednesday morning, so if you're trying to get the February 24th, well, to March 9th, I would say you have at least until next week, next Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Or you can go online, even the Facebook page has a lot of this stuff in there. But the unaudited year-end campaign finance report for Ward 7, Cleveland City Councilman Bashir Jones raises a number of serious red flags. Jones is an author, speaker, and the first Muslim to serve on city council. He has publicly stated that he intends to run for Cleveland mayor 2021, this year, and in fact, pulled petitions at the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections in recent days. As with other candidates, his campaign activities require ongoing scrutiny. But that scrutiny has proven difficult to apply because on this 2020 report filed in late January, virtually all of his contributions were listed without names attached. The report reflects that Jones raised more than $80,000 from June 29th to December 31st among the Cleveland mayoral hopefuls. That's more fundraising than all but Council President Kevin Kelly and Young Executive Justin Bibb, only two of Jones' nearly 70 individual contributions were identified by donor name. So only two of Bashir Jones' nearly 70 individual contributions were identified by donor name. Yeah, that's it. So they're saying that somebody by the name of Patel, Kanubai Patel, Mabin Patel of Wycliffe gave $500 and $550 to Jones, respectively, in August. But it's saying that the majority of the other contributions appear to have been made on Jones Act Blue site, but were tabulated in his report without identifying details. That's against the law. A Cuyahoga County Board of Elections spokeswoman confirmed to Scene that the Board of Elections has been in contact with Jones' treasurer, who pleaded ignorance and said she was working to update the report. One of the line items, however, was a $12,086 contribution made on November 4th, regardless of the contributor, that far exceeds the maximum allowable contributions for Cleveland mayoral candidates. The cap was set by City Council in 2016 at $5,000 for an individual and $7,500 for a political action committee. Jones' expenditures raise eyebrows as well. He spent $44,000 in 2020, a non-election year, and paid a number of individuals and entities for work presumably unrelated to his campaign. In many instances, the descriptions of these payments were either gently massaged or wholly mischaracterized to present them as legitimate election activities. The largest contributions were to Jones' friend, Yusuf Kruma, with whom he traveled to Egypt in December. Two expenditures totaling $6,500 to Kruma, erroneously spelled Yusuf Koma, in the report were allegedly for Kruma's work as a campaign strategy and marketing consultant. Kruma is a self-described poet, author, public speaker, community activist, and television host. His address listed on Jones' report is Philadelphia, though Kruma's website says that he is currently a student at the University of Cairo. And his Facebook page also says that he currently lives in Cairo. So I'm going to say that right now, there's about maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 more paragraphs on that story. There's also about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs left on the Ken Johnson story. February 24th, March 9th, 2021, get your hard copy of the Scene magazine. You could at least go online and read certain things. I would like to say that it's been a rough train of thought as Cleveland Councilman Ken Johnson was arrested after the indictment by the federal grand jury on corruption charges. He made the news on all the major news fronts. My thing is, he just did. You can consider it horrendous, however you want to say it, but it's very interesting on what's going on. My thing is, I could take the time to read you whole articles, but read things for yourself, and then you could say maybe the media was too hard on Ken Johnson. There are a lot of people who would say, hey, look at Larry Householder, who's Caucasian, who got caught up in the statewide corruption charge, been snatched up out of there for Speaker of the House and a few other things, but he still has a seat. Maybe we should know that as people of color, maybe we shouldn't do the same things that somebody else would do. But my thing is, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, they are. Ken Johnson, Bashir Jones, they're entitled to speak out for themselves. And maybe there's a logical explanation. But the reason I would say read things for yourself is because it's kind of like I'll give you a name of Pastor Randy Reed. Randy Reed on Facebook. Now, if you go to the Alfred Porter Jr. Period Facebook page with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat and look at my friends Randy Reed, Pastor Randy Reed from The Rock AME Zion Church. They use the Dialogue Center, but they do a lot of Facebook live feeds and things like that because of COVID. That pastor will wait and tell you, you know, open up your Bible and read along with me. I'll wait, which is very important because I've gone to different churches where people brought their Bibles in. I was one of them. But the pastor would just tell you what's in the scripture and be so fast about it, you never opened it up for yourself to see if it's really in the scripture or not. Sometimes I could lead a horse to water, but go ahead and drink for yourself and read for yourself. Herbert W. Armstrong, a man that I admire very much from formerly the Worldwide Church of God, that brother passed, he would say, don't believe me, study it in an encyclopedia, read scripture and everything else for yourself so that you know it's in there. With that being said, tomorrow, 4:30 p.m., we deal with the fact that I'm not a gangster rapper. I'm not a militia member. Didn't put out a video with teenage girls fighting until they were topless, almost topless, half naked, and put it on YouTube. But they banned a person who made a parental anthem. We're going to deal with that tomorrow with certain guests from 93rd Back to Basics, as well as Igloo Crew Records, as well as The Reunion, Suave Gotti and others would probably drop in. Peter Corrigan and many others. The name of this song, BTA, if you go to GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube, you'll get the original version of BTA. You will not get the remix version because after 763 views, YouTube pulled BTA because of it being graphic. But the thing is, it's a parents' anthem. It should have been graphic. When you listen to it, it's a message on maybe if Ken Johnson's parents had applied the belt to him before he got older, or maybe if Frank G. Jackson's children had applied the belt to his grandson, Frank Q. Jackson, some of them wouldn't be in the trouble that they're in. The name of the song for the hood is BDA, Beat the Ass. But for the streets, BDA, but for the suburbs and all those, BTA. Like I say, BTA, I'm glad that video had a couple hundred views, but the remix, the Big Moochie video remix, was stopped at 763, but that's all right. The message is still the same. Parental anthem, guardian's anthem. Please, apply the belt.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag Team, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Dukes, 71 North,
Miami,
MC Crew, 3342, and Queen, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 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 If your child act up, whoop their ass.
And, of course, that was from the long-awaited Detox album that came out last year, 2020 in the midst of a pandemic. Yeah, that was like the fifth single music video to come from there. As also, one final note, the Cleveland City Council issued a statement from Council President Kevin Kelly, I think last Tuesday afternoon, announcing that Ward 4 Councilman Ken Johnson, who was arrested Tuesday morning on federal corruption charges, will be removed as chairman of the Municipal Services and Properties Committee. So for those people who are probably wondering why they had problems with, you know, Municipal Services and Properties, now I can say it's alleged because this is an opinion, but he is probably stealing from that as well. Also, I find it very interesting, some of what has happened. Yeah, we'll have to deal with that maybe on Wednesday, because it was in depth that Cleveland was in the midst of the gas station liquor permit battle, as Cleveland city leaders and some residents, great reporting from Joe Paganakis, they were living in the city's Glenville neighborhood, are in a battle to remove the liquor permit of a business they believe has been a haven for crime and violence over the past 18 months. This is really only a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox, because it's one of those we told you so when Brick House Wellness joined up with GMS Shakespeare. Cleveland Council members Michael Polensic and Anthony Hairston took the first step in quashing the liquor permit of Gas USA, located at the corner of St. Clair Avenue and East 123rd Street, as the Ohio Division of Liquor Control denied the business owner's liquor permit renewal request. This establishment has been a major source of violence in the Glenville neighborhood, Councilman Polensic said. When I hear elderly women tell me they are afraid to walk down the street because of the characters hanging at this establishment, my response is this is totally unacceptable and outrageous, and the owners and operators of this business would never tolerate this type of behavior in the suburbs where they live. We refuse to accept it in the Glenville neighborhood. As Polensic pointed to Cleveland police reports that police calls to the location over a 13-month period, which were noted in the Liquor Commission report, there were 23 Cleveland from January of 2019 through December of 2020, there were 23 Cleveland Police Department incident reports for the gas location. These included 7 felonious assaults, 8 assaults, a homicide on July 6, 2020, 3 menacing, 1 ethnic intimidation, 2 carrying a concealed weapon, and another homicide on November 4, 2020. Also on December 20th, 2020, 2 customers were shot near the gas pumps. Kevin Brennan, attorney for Gas USA, said he will appeal the division of liquor decision and issue a statement that said, as their defense for not having enough security, the city of Cleveland experienced a 44% increase in the number of murders in the city for 2020 over the previous year, as well as an increase in the overall number of violent crimes. These crimes are occurring around all businesses in the area of East 123rd and St. Clair, including Gas USA. The increase in the number of violent crime is due in part to the decrease in the number of police officers on the street. It is not due to law-abiding citizens operating businesses that serve the neighborhoods hardest hit by the increase in crime. Now, sounds good, but with the money, it would be interesting. Now, they did say that they went to hire security personnel or off-duty Cleveland police to patrol the station during the busiest hours, installation of additional cameras and a camera system that maintains the video files for a minimum of 72 hours, installation of signage advising the public that no loitering or drug activity is permitted, installation of additional lighting on the exterior of the premises. But so far, it just has not been enough. I believe that if it was in their own communities, they would have done extra safeguards to make sure the community as a whole was protected. So I want to definitely give a shout-out to some of those people who have been out there on the front lines dealing with gas stations, from Brick House Wellness, what is going on. with GMS Shakespeare on that event. I remember being there to back that one up. I remember being with, hold on a second, BP gas station in East Cleveland. It's interesting that the gas station across the street from the BP was raided by the FBI and the police close to where we had been over sanitation conditions at the gas station, but it's the opposite gas station that the police were checking into on that end, and I do believe they were at the Superior Euclid in East Cleveland gas station where we Father's Lives Matter, along with, President Joe Jones, Vice President Angela Y. Davis, Dantes Taylor, council candidate for Ward 4, joined myself out there after a shooting happened at that gas station. We were out there, and it's interesting to see that I believe a theft ring was what brought the feds out to the gas station this time. So we are those gas stations. It's just interesting when you fight for the people on their behalf, certain things happen. And it's always good when you're out at the forefront of something rather than being behind it. To me, that's a very important thing in itself. So I just want to thank everybody who took the time to call into this particular program. 216-400. I had the 216-804. Didn't want to speak this evening. That was fine. It was fine. Those who did, I appreciate you. For those who listen, my thing is catch you all at the Dialogue Center this coming week. Look for the Igloo Crew Records constant reunion. They're working with a lot of individuals that they came back through from Florida back to Cleveland to reconnect with the Cleveland roots. I'm just thankful to still be the Skrilla Boys from Igloo Crew Records manager and to at least be able to say they came back through. Hey, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. My thing is this. I appreciate you all for being on this program. If I have nothing else to say to you as I leave off, I could definitely say, hey, we do this one for you. Talk to you later. We can play a piece of this.
Life I chose. That I breathe, the blood I bleed. Changing up for a little fame, yo. Before from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, will never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, will never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. Gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you. Yo, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live.